Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're jumping on live on Instagram right now. It is Sunday night, so we're going to jump on and answer a couple of questions, see what people have got. And we'll go through all those questions, and you guys listen to all the audio here on the podcast. G'day guys, welcome to the live. Any questions you've got, flick them through. Origin, the next game of Rugby League we've got coming our way. Super exciting, good round of footy this weekend, whatever you've got. Zach, welcome on mate, hope you're well brother. Whatever you've got, guys. AJ, welcome on, mate. Ryan, welcome, brother. Haas update. Yeah, I haven't heard any more, mate. It sounds like New South Wales Rugby League is playing it out like he's all sweet. My gut feel was the other day he did not look okay. That was obviously Friday. A lot can happen in that time, so I guess you've got to take New South Wales Rugby League at their word. But, I was far from convinced that he was okay the other day. So we'll see how it plays out. I think he clipped ankles with, I think it was Critter. Then he went down, stood back up. Some of the New South Wales Rugby League officials walked him over to the sideline. He then sat in the grandstand with his foot elevated for 30 or 40 minutes. He didn't stand up for ages. By that point, we were already getting word that he was completely fine around the ground, but he hadn't stood up yet. So I don't know. It didn't look good to me at all, and I'm far from convinced that he's okay. So fingers crossed he is, because fuck, he'd be a big loss for us New South Welshmen. There's obviously better, I think there's better players in the team than Payne Haas, but I'm not sure if anyone's more important in our side for the New South Wales Blues than Payne Haas when you consider the rest of our team. So fingers crossed. Running shape with Johns, eh? Yeah, we got to spend some time with Matty Johns. I think Tom and Eddie might talk about it on their podcast, which I'll be listening to tomorrow. Probably watch the YouTube tomorrow morning, actually. Looking forward to having a giggle at that. It was good fun. It was an unbelievable moment, to be honest with you. For a footy nerd like me, it was fucking unreal. Hate to bag a ref, but how about that Knights v Manly the game? Yeah, the refereeing last few weeks has been pretty fucking disappointing. Similar to myself, Timmy Kempe, we can cop poor decisions that happen with referees on the field, but for me, it's the bunker and how often we're getting it wrong. It is just getting out of hand now. I don't know what to say. Who wins game one? I am really, really hoping it's the Blues. I'm more confident now than what I was a week ago, to be honest with you. I just had a bad vibe a week ago. I'm starting to get more confident after going down and watching them train the other day. I think they're in really good spirits, the Blues. I think they're ready to go. I think that they've got so many characters in their team between Fox and Latrell, and you've obviously seen it in all their content, but they were just buzzing the other day at training, eh? So, I give the New South Wales Blues a really good chance in this game. I was very nervous a week ago, and hopefully they can get the job done. Beard's looking well, mate. Thank you, Zach. Thoughts on the NRL asking the Blues to change their kits? I think it's a bit rogue a few days out. Like, people have obviously brought those jerseys and everything. I don't understand why this wasn't done earlier. Personally, I'm all for it. I would rather New South Wales just wear sky blue. I don't know why we do the alternate kits. I know they did it a couple of years ago for the Perth game, and Turbo absolutely killed it that night. I think that was the night he scored three tries in the rain. Then, you know, after that, I think a lot of people were all right with the alternate kit. But I don't know. Just wear sky blue. How fucking hard is it? Like, it just works so well. How'd you score, Guru? Did all right this week. I think I was about 1,100 and something. Oh, I think I was 1,060. Waiting for updates. I think I had 8 players in this afternoon's game. So I could swing quite a bit. Had KP as captain, which was a nightmare to start with. Turned out all right. Scored 86. But I do think there's a really good chance he could lose a lot of points. Hopefully he finds some unicorn points, but I'm very, very nervous about it. There was one try assist he got that, I don't know, wouldn't surprise me if he loses it. He also got a forced dropout right on halftime that I personally thought went out, didn't go out in the in-goals. So we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, had a good week, should see green arrows, but I was sitting at about 18,000 before that. So not like I was doing overly well. What have we got? Did Penrith miss Appy more? Does Appy miss Penrith more? Yeah, good question, that one there, actually. I think Appy's been really good for the Tigers the last few weeks. Now they're starting to find their groove a little bit. But yeah, I do think the Penrith Panthers probably miss Appy more, to be honest with you. Add the KP Supercoach play go, bro. Yeah, went all right, mate. Yeah, it looked awful for a long time there. I think after 20 minutes, he was on 2. And then I think he actually went down to 0. So it was looking pretty ugly. I think he was on about 15 at halftime. Finished on 86, which is okay, I'll take that. I want him more, but I'll take it. But I do think there's a chance that he downgrades a little bit more. So hopefully I'm wrong on that. But I am a little bit nervous about how it's going to play out. Well, Horsburgh stay on the edge. Looks really good on the edge. I did not really expect him to play that well. I don't know if he's going to stay there or not. I'm not sure how it's going to play out with Corey Horsburgh. I would imagine that he wouldn't stay there. Surely Hudson and Elliott come back in. He goes back to the middle. I think I heard him say on the Matty Johns show that he prefers to be in the middle anyway. And I think he's more suited there. So I think Corey Horsburgh will return. Do you agree with resting Croker to play 300 at home? Yeah, I don't love this decision, to be honest with you. I understand where Ricky's coming from and all that, but I don't know. It seems to be a bit of a dangerous precedent. What happens if he does an ACL in training that week and he doesn't get to 300 all of a sudden? I understand where he's coming from, but I still think he should play his 300th game this weekend at Campbelltown and then celebrate it back in Canberra the week after. I think it's very strange to rest guys so they can play. I don't know. I don't completely agree with it, but it's not a hill I'm going to die on, you know. Supercoach question, should we shift to chasing points only? Yeah, I think you should start to. I think that, you know, if there's absolute knockout cheapies that are still going to pop up, by all means, go for them. I've probably got 4 or 5 in my team at the moment that'll probably be my last sort of cash grabs realistically. If a golden opportunity presents itself, I think you might as well. Hopefully you've got enough trades to do it. But yeah, I'll be turning to mostly points now. Slow week this weekend, but took the risk on Captain's Tohu. Scored a right, I guess. Yeah, Tohu, not a bad option. It's a really interesting Supercoach week. Like, we've spoken about all these targets for round 13 for so many weeks, and they essentially all scored well. Like, unless you had Tafare, who, you know, that you're expecting that one to go shit, like, they all scored well. Even like Isaiah Katoa, by his standards, he got a 30. You would have taken that at the start of the week because he can have sub-10 scores. So it's pretty wild how well everyone scored and how just about everyone finished between 60 and 90 with a couple of outliers like your Marcius and these sort of guys. Pretty much all of them between 60 and almost 85. So really interesting week. We'll see how it all plays out. Who do you replace Haas with? Yeah, it's a tough one. My vibe the other day was that Freddie, if he had to, would be happy to replace him with Stefano, who's already in the squad. It's probably not the option I would take. I think Stefano is going to be a great option in the future. But to be honest with you, with a short turnaround like this, I'd go for a guy that had been there and done it before. I wouldn't be surprised if Freddie was to turn to Daniel Saifidi. Honestly, I'd reach out to Dale Finucane and see if he's available. I really would. I know he's not a like-for-like for Payne Haas. I get that 100%, but there is only one Payne Haas. And if we were to lose him, a huge kick in the dick, but I'd be looking to experience. And I'm not really sure who else. Totola from South Sydney, I wouldn't mind him as a bad little shout there. But, I think I'd turn to experience. KP updates, up or down? I reckon he'll go down, Matt. That's my vibe. But hopefully I'm just being negative, as I can do sometimes. Hopefully he does go up, but I reckon he'll probably go down. I think there's a few stats there that KP could quite easily lose. Flegler versus TBJ opening 20 minutes. Odds of the sim bin. I hope not. I hope that there's just an understanding that, hey, if they're all going to put their lunatics out there, let's just let them play footy. I'd love to see it. I think we'd all love to see it. I don't think you could find me a single person that would want to see a sim bin in the first 10 minutes of Origin because these two go at each other. So fingers crossed, referees sort of just let them go a little bit. Coming over with Bloke in a Bar for doubleheader in Perth. I don't think so, mate. I don't think we'll be going over to WA. Haven't really thought about it, to be completely honest with you, but I don't think we're doing a... I don't think we're going over there with Bloke. If we are, I haven't heard anything about it. You might know more than me, but I don't think we are. We've got the live show probably for State of Origin 3, I would say, and hopefully Grand Final Day as well. So hopefully Origin 3 is not a dead rubber in Sydney because that'll be real fun once again. What have we got? Hope Haas is good for Broncos. Don't care about the Blues. Yeah, same. Do you think Penrith miss Appy? Already had that one. Tigers still for the spoon? Fuck, probably not, eh? It's crazy how quickly they've turned it around. I couldn't see it happening a couple of weeks ago. So shout out to you loyal West Tigers fans. Enjoy it. It's been unreal to watch them turn around so quickly. It's been great. So based on how they've played the last few weeks, it's hard to say they will get the spoon. It's going to be a pretty hot race to see who ends up with that. Any news on Eli Katoa? Nah, no idea. Sorry, guys. Keep an eye on NRL Physio. I don't think he's got anything just yet. I could be wrong, but I haven't heard anything about Eli Katoa just yet. So I'm sure we'll know more this week before you have to make your trades and whatnot. What do you reckon? Teams should not get their second bye before teams get their first. Yeah, I agree. It is hard when you get, like, you have to remember, of course, that it's now round 13 and half the teams had to have a bye. So there's obviously more than 13 teams in the comp. But I also think that there is an advantage to going hard for the first 13 weeks. Like Parramatta, I think they, like, if they start the season well, if they would have started the season better than what they have, but it's starting to turn out okay now, to be fair. They've also got three byes in the last, I think, 9 weeks. So huge advantage going into finals. Parramatta, as much as they haven't had a bye yet and they've had a tough draw, if they are in finals contention and whatnot, they've got a bye the week before the finals kick off. So it's a huge advantage to have a forced spell of everyone during that period as well. So there are pros and cons of it. Ideally, I would want to see every single team have a bye by rounds 14 or 15, though, realistically. Jaden Campbell, the Maroons' 18th man. I'd like to see him given an opportunity. I assume he is a Queenslander. I'm pretty sure he is. Born up there on the Gold Coast. Obviously, Preston played a lot of his footy in New South Wales. I'm trying to think when he left. I'm not sure if he is New South Wales or Queensland, to be honest with you. But if he is Queensland, I'd love to see him brought into that camp. Plays clearly with Guru. I was watching Nath very, very closely the other day at training, and fuck, some of the passes he's thrown and shit like that, he's so incredible to watch up close, Nath Cleary. I really hope he has a big series here. Always been a big fan of Nath, always will be. And yeah, just watching the confidence that he was playing with the other day and, you know, just having Joey and Freddie around and everything. I know it's the same every Origin camp, but I do feel like Nath is on the verge of something really, really special here. Will Corey Hutter or Nida ever play a game again? Yeah, fuck, it's scary scenes. Very scary scenes. I hope so. I don't know where I saw the video that he put out, which is fantastic, but I imagine he's still got a long way to go and whatnot. So I hope so. I just want the guy to be healthy and be okay. I know he's had his troubles in the past. He's made his mistakes and whatnot, but the handful of times I've spoken to Corey, he's always been a really nice stand-up sort of guy. So seeing him in the position he was in the other night was pretty scary, and hopefully he bounces back okay. Thoughts on the navy blue jersey? Yeah, I don't like it. What the old saying, you can't, don't try and fix what's not broken. I'll give you the hot tip. Sky blue was never broken. Just stick with it. I don't really understand. How was Big Greg on the wing? Fuck me, he can go. Yeah, he can move, mate. Very, very talented player, Greg Marsiu. Just needs to get some defensive things sorted out in his game, and he genuinely could be one of the best wingers in the game. He probably is, even though he's got those defensive errors in him. Very, very talented guy, and when he gets good ball like he did today, near impossible to stop. Very talented. Blues by 40, not even joking. This will get ugly, mark my words. No, I don't think it'll get ugly, mate. I think we're in for a very close game. Not disagreeing with you or anything, but I just think we are in for a really close game. I think this Queensland team, a lot of them are in really good form. I think some of the selections by Billy are very interesting, not what I expected, but I don't think any of them are bad picks by any means. So it will be interesting. But as I said, after watching the Blues train the other day up close, I'm a lot more confident than what I was last week. The bunker's an absolute joke. Yeah, it is. It's a fucking shit fight. Yeah. I hate saying this, but has the video ref finally reached levels of ruining the game? Yeah, I think so, mate. Like, some of the video referee decisions that are being made over the last few weeks, it's really alarming. You just... And you know what? Like, I feel like now as an audience, like as a general rugby league audience, like I was sitting at the pub tonight and there was a decision that came through. There was a play that went, I can't remember which play it was, but it went upstairs to video ref, and just the way, how many times they looked at it, it was such an obvious call to make, but because they overlooked it, they overanalyzed it, I could just feel everyone in the pub looking around going, oh, fuck, here we go. They're about to bed shit because they've looked at this too many times, and sure enough, they did. You're starting to get a real sense of when video referees are going to do something that just makes no sense whatsoever, which is a really dangerous sign. What do we got? Why do teams get their second bye? Yeah, I hate how the bye system is and what everything. How good was Big Red on the Matty John show? Yeah, seems like a really good guy, Big Red. Obviously wears his heart on his sleeve, which I absolutely love. Even when he had the tears and stuff a couple of years ago, I was the first one to jump on Instagram and say, hey, you want passion, you just got it. Respect a guy for showing passion for his jersey and himself. I absolutely love it. Love everything about Big Red. I love that he's finally being utilised by Ricky Stewart in the right fashion, given proper game time and whatnot. I don't think Origin duties are that far away. I think that if he didn't get injured in 2020, I think he definitely would have made his Origin debut in that side. And I reckon he's going to be one of those guys with his skill set, with how fiery he is. I think that once he gets into the Origin arena, he probably won't let that jersey go. So big fan of Big Red, did very well. What have we got? Do you think the Blues win game one? Ponga comes back in for Queensland. Depends on the game, mate. Depends on the game. I'm not sure if Billy will rush to make a rash decision like that, but we'll see. Any updates on Connor Tracy to the Eels? No, I haven't heard anything, mate. I was told the other week that it was going to happen, but I haven't heard anything more, so I don't have any more information to give to you. I hope it does play out. I think that'll be a really, really good signing for the Parramatta Eels. Do you think thoughts on TBJ and Hudson getting selected for the Blues? Love Hudson, been a huge fan of it. I wouldn't have picked TBJ, and I stand by that. But once again, when I was down there at training the other day, I was watching his body language very closely, and it was all very positive, TPJ. So once again, he was one of my big worries when I went down to training, just to have a look at how he was moving and how he was fitting in. And he seems to be ticking all the boxes. So credit to TPJ. I wouldn't have picked him, but he's running out in a navy blue. He's running out for the New South Wales Blues. I'll be cheering him on 100%, and I'll be more than happy to come and sit down next Thursday morning on Bloke in a Bar or on the Guru podcast and say, fuck, had it all wrong. Bloke's a gun. He deserves to be in the Origin arena. Nothing would make me happier. So fingers crossed. Really looking forward to watching TPJ, especially now if potentially Payne Haas is out, he's going to become very important. Guru, what's your handicap? Don't play much golf, mate. Not well anyway. Play the occasional game with mates and whatnot, but I'm pretty shit ass, to be honest with you. Marcio, underrated winger. Yes. Guru, when will Hopgood play Origin? Don't think it'll be this year, mate. I still think he's a couple of years off. How will New South Wales use Hines? He trained a lot the other day at hooker, which is scary. It doesn't really make too much sense to me, but he did train a lot at dummy half. I think he'll play 15, 20 minutes there, and then I think he'll just come on and sort of roaming lock roll. But once again, just a lot of question marks when you've got all these, so many, like Turbo's going to be roaming, Teddy's going to be playing fullback, you got the Penrith spine, it's just a lot of mouths to feed. I'm just not quite sure how it's going to work. But Jerome Luai spent, the training session I watched was about an hour and a half. Jerome Luai did not spend a single rep at hooker, neither did Cam Murray. Blake Brayley was sent home the day before. He was just there for experience. They didn't even keep him around to play a bit of dummy half at training. So Nicho Hynes, he looks to be the real deal, playing a bit of nine, I think, depending on how Appy goes, I guess. But yeah, they finished their session with Hudson playing the ball, walking up and down the field, and Appy and Nicho behind him. And Appy was just showing Nicho little things out of dummy half and whatnot. So I think you can just about lock Nicho Hynes in to play some minutes at nine. Titans top eight, only played four home games this year. Yeah, they've had a really tough trot to start, the Gold Coast Titans. And look, they have been disappointing in patches. They've been fantastic in other spots. And they've still got a lot to sort out. There's no doubt about that. But life hasn't been made easy for them with their draw and everything. So they'll get a number of home games now, which is really exciting. I think they play South Sydney next week, maybe, up there. So exciting times for the Gold Coast Titans to get some home games. And fingers crossed, they can start to get some wins together. Have you ever played fantasy? No, I haven't, mate. I've always been Supercoach. And as I've said, I see a lot of content creators bagging fantasy or bagging Supercoach. I've got nothing against fantasy. I always grew up with my mates playing Supercoach. That's what I got used to. I've had a look at the fantasy scoring and everything. And once again, I'm obviously biased, but I just prefer the Supercoach scoring. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they ever do merge in the future. I think that'll be really exciting from a content perspective because I'm not sure why we have this divide between fantasy and Supercoach. It'd be unreal if we just merged the two together and we just came under one united banner. Whether you want to call it Supercoach Fantasy, I don't give a fuck. But I think it'd be exciting if we could find a hybrid between the two and have everyone together. So then you'd have about 300,000 people playing for that one prize, which could probably go from 50K to 150K. It'd be super exciting. So I'd love to see that. Sharks Broncos early tip. I'd go the Sharkies, mate. Obviously, the Broncos can have a lot backing up and whatnot. Is 1.1 a good score this week? I think so, mate. I think you will be surprised if you went over 1,000. I think you'll make pretty good moves this week. I think there's a lot of people in the top, 10,000. Top 5,000 that I think have got a lot less players this week than what people are expecting. So I do think you'll see some big moves, which is exciting. Cook to number one option at hooker with run and no origin. Yeah, potentially, mate. I'm a little bit worried that he could come back in game two. I think that if we lose game one, I think I can see that being a change that Freddie rushes to make, bringing Damien Cook back into the side. That's not definite or anything, though, like, obviously. So I don't mind you bringing in Cook, but I think he scored a try in that game the other night, and he scored 70-odd. So not fantastic, but that's the reality of hookers at the moment. None of them are really lighting it up. So hopefully Sonny Luke can get some good minutes over the next few weeks, and he can be half decent. But, yeah, far from confident on hookers at the moment. Which side do you think is the best depth in the NRL? I'd probably go the Sharkies, mate. I think the Sharkies' depth is unbelievable. When you have a look at the forwards that, like, don't make their side or... and, like, the outside backs, like your Connor Tracy's, you got young Ito. At concern, like, all these really talented guys, I think the Sharkies probably got the best depth. I don't think the Panthers would be too far behind, to be fair. But I think the Sharkies, 1 to 30, they'd probably be my pick there. Came for the potty tomorrow in the Origin review with the boys. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We got the preview tomorrow for Origin with Kempy. And then I think on Thursday, we're going to do a quick review show in the morning. So I'm not sure if Timmy's able to make that. So it'll be myself, Kempy, and probably Matty the Waterboy. Yeah, definitely Matty the Waterboy. So yeah, stay tuned for that. That'll be really exciting. A real in-depth show the day after. Was Jake Croakey robbed of a bunch of points? I thought so, mate. I thought he should have got more than what he did. I saw the Supercoach Spy talking about it on Twitter, and I know that from talking to Tim and just listening to him talk, he's very logical with all this sort of stuff, and he could make sense of all the decisions they made. But yeah, as a Jared Croker owner, I wanted to see him get more points for sure. I wasn't happy about it. Will Parra make the eight? Oh, I don't know. Form at the moment's looking good. To be fair, they played fucking awful the other night. They won, but God, it was ugly. It was far from impressive. I thought the week before that against South Sydney, they looked tremendous, but that's who Parramatta are. They're consistently inconsistent. I probably don't think they will make finals footy, to be honest with you. In saying that, they have still got three buys up their sleeve, so, yeah, I don't know. Gun to head, I'd probably say no. I think the starters maybe cost them a little bit. You should do more fantasy. Yeah, look, Ryan, as I said, I've got nothing against fantasy. I'm just a Supercoach player. So it's a bit hard to put all your effort into both of them. I'd rather just concentrate on what I do. I'm not sure who the big, like, fantasy creators are out there, to be honest with you. I don't see too many of them, or none of them seem to have a huge following. Maybe there is a space there where we could do a little bit of fantasy, but I'm not passionate. Same as I don't do the Super League, I'm just not passionate about it. So probably not up my avenue, realistically, mate. But nothing against it, as I said. Be great if we all merge together eventually. All right, guys, I'm going to scroll right to the bottom. I'm going to stay on for another minute or two. Then I'm going to hit the Frog and Toad. Gregosaurus, he killed it today. Would you have Val or Hammer Mark Latrell? I'm hearing they're going to put Val there, which I think is interesting. I'd probably have Hammer there. I think that, Hammer and Origin a couple of years ago did a tremendous job. And as much as everyone's going, who's going to mark Latrell? Fuck, it's going to be a big job for Latrell to mark Hammer with his speed, especially with Reece Walsh getting on the outside shoulder of Jerome Luai and Hudson Young there. Three guys, you know, Latrell, Hudson, Luai, three guys that haven't defended together before. That speed of Reece Walsh and Hamiso could really trouble Latrell. It's going to be interesting. You got obviously the brute force and power of Latrell going up against the speed of Hamiso. It's going to be a really big test. In the Origin Arena, I think I'd rather be Latrell. But fuck, if Billy Slater can put these guys in the right spots, and more importantly, if DCE can create space for Reece Walsh, put him in the right spots, they could torch that edge of ours. It really is a double-edged sword that I don't think enough people are talking about. Thoughts on the Broncos after the Waz game? Yeah, good on the Brisbane Broncos, missing a heap of players, going there to New Zealand. Controversial finish, but I understand it. Brisbane looking good at the moment. They had a couple of tough losses over the last few weeks when they were missing troops and whatnot against top-shelf sides. I thought they were pretty good against the Waz. Fuck, Adam Reynolds is a good player. I said a couple of weeks ago, was it on the potty? Maybe it wasn't. But like, they said it on the Matty John show tonight too. If Nath Cleary was to go down, Adam Reynolds is the guy I would bring in a fucking heartbeat. If I needed someone to come in and play Origin right now and play halfback, it would be Adam Reynolds. Arguably playing his best footy ever at the moment. Do you think the Bulldogs can make finals next year? I do, mate. They just need a good injury run. I think they've got the squad to be able to do it, but they just need things to fall their way. Why didn't Lachie Miller get any minutes? I don't think he was needed, mate. Just because you've got players sitting there doesn't mean you have to put them on if it doesn't fit the game. So be it. Thought on Toa Sipley's performance. Yeah, I thought he was great, Sipley. I thought he had a really good game for the Manly Seagulls. I don't know. He's just always been a bit of a plotter that's never quite kicked on to that next level. But I think it's pretty evident when you watch him. He's got a heap to offer Toa Sipley. So hopefully we keep seeing more and more of him. DCE not happy with Val Gilbert and Cobbo defense. Sorry, bro. I'm not sure what you're asking there. Sorry, mate. The NRL whinging about the navy blue jersey. Yeah, you know what? I don't think the NRL is whinging. I think the NRL is just saying, hey, we've got it set out here. It's the best thing in the world. We've got New South Wales versus Queensland. It's maroon versus fucking sky blue. Just keep it the way it is. I get it 100%. I've got no issue with the NRL coming out and saying this. I understand what New South Wales is doing, and I don't think it's a huge problem, but I also just think it's unnecessary. Just stick with the sky blue. It works for me. Maybe that's me getting old, though, and screaming at clouds, which is a fair shout. Surprise about the Broncos win. Yeah, I was, mate. I didn't expect to see them get it done. But, yeah, I thought they were great in that game. So, yeah, good teams when they're down on, you know, players, troops, whatever, they can just find a way to do it. And, fuck, you could just see the value of a classy halfback in that game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lachie Miller didn't get a run. Yep, that happens sometimes, 100%. What have we got here? Don't get overly political, but most sporting organisations have endorsed the Yes campaign and the Voice referendum. Will you? Yep, 100%. But I'm not really into getting political on the podcast, but yes. You wouldn't put Hines at halfback instead of Reynolds? Nah, I would go with Adam Reynolds, 100%. Best kicking game in rugby league. He's been there. He's done it before. I would go, especially now with a few hours left until the goal, a couple of days, I would definitely go with Adam Reynolds. Do you think it's better to start Murray in New South Wales? Depending on the side you want to run with, but I'd prefer to have Murray come off the bench. I just don't think he's an edge player, and I don't think he can play 13 because Isaiah Yeo has to be there. So I would bring Cam Murray off the bench. I'd probably insert him into the game in about the 20th minute. That's how I would use Cam Murray because I think that's what he's best at. Thoughts on Jai Gray from the Bunnies Guru? Yep, huge fan of him, Angus. I think he's got a big, big future, Jai Gray. I think a lot of people are expecting Jack Whiten to be the guy to replace Cody Walker when he's done. I personally think it could line up perfectly that Jai Gray comes in there. You'll then have Lachlan Ilias. He'll be in season 4 or 5, starting to get more experience. Hopefully he would have played more finals footy by then, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jai Gray does come in at the 6. Maybe you start with Jackie Boy Whiten there, get him some experience, but I think Jai Gray is destined for first grade personally. Who's going to be the new Cowboys center once Hiku leaves? I thought Laybutt was great on the weekend. I know that from talking to people up there at the Cowboys, he's the next guy in line, they reckon. That's the plan. And I think he showed plenty the other night. Some of his defensive efforts were really good, so he'd be my choice there. All right, guys, I am going to hit the frog and toad. Thank you for joining us once again, guys. If you want to watch... if you want to listen to this entire live, it will be on the Rugby League Guru podcast tomorrow morning. If you want to catch the start of it that you missed or part of it that you missed or whatever it might be, we'll be live tomorrow morning on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Then we'll have our rapid review of round 13, go through and talk about the games that occurred. And then we'll be in Bloke in a Bar Studios going through and doing the round 13 deep review, obviously. But then we'll also be talking a lot of Origin. Going to be a really exciting episode, so stay tuned for that. Plenty more content coming on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Cheers, legends. Have a good night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.